Madam Chairperson, Mr. Filippo Grandi, the UNHCR High Commissioner, it is my pleasure at the outset to express my thanks and appreciation to you and to UNHCR staff for the excellent preparation for this session, and wish you and wish all delegations success at this session. Madam Chairperson, this meeting is held while my country still undergoes exceptional historical circumstances in view of the war inflicted on us by the coup militias, leading to an economic collapse and a humanitarian deterioration. Approximately 20 million people in Yemen are in need of urgent humanitarian assistance due to the lack of food, medicine, water, and there are 3 million IDPs who are suffering due to the lack of food, medicine, clean drinking water, and who are hoping to go back to their homes one day. The Republic of Yemen, in spite of all these challenges, has been hosting for over 27 years refugees from Somalia. UNHCR registered refugees amount to more than a quarter of a million people, thousands of them from Ethiopia, Iraq, Syria, as well as other countries. There are also more than 750,000 people who are irregular migrants and irregular asylum seekers from the Horn of Africa, in addition to more than 1 million irregular refugees and migrants. Thousands of irregular migrants continue to enter Yemen from the Horn of Africa, especially Ethiopia, compounding the economic, political, and security situation in Yemen. This, of course, makes us call for a redoubling of assistance. Notwithstanding these difficult circumstances in Yemen, the government continues to provide basic health and education services with support from the UNHCR and other international organizations. In this context, we would like to express our appreciation for the assistance provided by brotherly countries and international organizations in terms of humanitarian and health services. We are looking forward to the increase of assistance to Yemen from donor countries and international organizations. We would like to allude to the enormous efforts exerted by the UNHCR. We also hope that UNHCR will carry out a monitoring and evaluation process for its performance and the performance of its partners. It has become extremely important to pay attention to international protection in view of the increase in cases of smuggling and human trafficking. In this context, we would like to emphasize the need for international cooperation in order to protect refugees and displaced peoples, in order to protect them from violations, especially protect women and children. Finally, we would like to emphasize that the best solution to the continued flow of refugees and asylum seekers is by addressing the root causes of these problems locally and strengthening of cooperation and coordination. Thank you, Madam.